Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Caroline?
Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Kelly, you're calling from MMA Legal. I'm calling in regards to the Scottish redress claim. How are you doing today? You okay?
The Scottish... 2 seconds, please.
Yeah.
You're phoning about what, sorry?
So I'm calling in regards to the Scottish redress claim for the abuse during care. Is it a good time to speak at the moment?
Aye.
Yeah, perfect. No worries. So what would you need to do today, Carol? Is confirm a couple of details with yourself, take a very brief statement, and we can look at getting the ball rolling, like get the claim process from there for you, okay? But just to confirm, I've got your name as Carol Ann Sigstow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, would you have been known by any other names when you was younger?
Esquire, S-Q-U-I-R-E.
Esquire, perfect, just one moment. Perfect, thank you. And, yeah, can you just confirm your date of birth?
The 30th of March, 1976.
76. And the best email address that I've got on the system, just one moment, the computer's going really slow, is ramsaysigdal26@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, perfect. And can you just confirm your door number and postcode as well?
Number 11, KY26DJ.
Yeah. And that's Haring Crescent, is it?
Aye.
No worries. And what age was it that you were was placed into care?
I was 12.
He was around 12 years old. Oh, sorry, just one moment. Just to confirm them, would you know your mother's and father's names? Can I just take them as well?
Their names and what?
Your mother's and father's names, sorry.
My father's name was Robert Squire.
Yeah, and your mother?
Joanne Penman.
Penman. And did you have any siblings that was placed into care at the time as well, or?
No.
No, perfect, no worries. So, just one moment, sorry. Literally just got a new system just this morning, so I'm also just trying to figure that out as well as I'm speaking to you at the same time. So, yeah. Perfect. So, and you said that it was, you will have also been known as Carol Ann Squire as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Get that added on now. So you said you was 12 when you was placed into care. Where is it that you was first placed?
I was placed at Linwood Residential School in Leven. Linwood Hall, what was it called?
Linwood Hall Residential School. And what area is that? Leven?
It was in Leven in Fife, Scotland.
Fife, yeah. Sorry, just a moment. I've got it there. Linwood Hall, and that was Leven, weren't it?
Aye.
And how long was you there for?
I was here till I left school, 16.
Right, okay. So Linwood Hall, Leven in Fife.
Nearly 5 years.
Yes, it was 1978 till around 1982, 83 roughly.
No, 1988.
88, sorry.
To 10 years older then. To 1992.
Yeah. Not a problem, yeah, and it was Linwood Hall, weren't it? You was there for the 4 years. So, yeah, sorry about this, but if you could just give a brief explanation, kind of, you know, what abuse you experienced at the time?
This was all done by my friend, Claire. I never got, like, sexually abused or physically abused or that. It was more mental, kind of, like, cheeky.
Yeah. So you suffered lots of mental abuse, sorry, you said?
Aye.
Yeah. So can you just explain a little bit about, kind of, what happened and what made you feel that way?
It was just, like, a lot of the staff were, like, ex-army. and they were very strict. I never got physically abused or that though, eh?
No, of course. Of course, when we say abused, like that's just kind of the blanket term for all different types of things, to be completely honest. It doesn't mean that necessarily, like you say, you were sexually abused or anything like that.
It's mere mental abuse. And not by everybody, though, just a select few.
Yeah. No, of course. So you say that they were very, very strict. So would they, like, was it very militarised, like they'd scream in your face and tell you to, like, make your bed and things like that, or...?
I'd say it was more like if you didn't do what you were told, they would not let you out for cigarettes and they would keep you in, and just more of a control thing, I think.
Yeah. So can you elaborate a little bit more on that? So if you'd not done what you're told, then you'd be...
We just got kept in and, like, your fags taken off us.
Did they ever make you, like, skip a meal or something like that as well? Like, if you'd,
No.
Yeah, so you said, obviously, like you said, and was you witness to any other people being abused at any point during your time in there?
I'd say a lot of the younger boys, like, got, like, more, like, picked on.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of them back then probably had ADHD, but you just didn't care that.
Yeah.
That's what they had, if you came at me, like.
Cool.
And the young boys. And I do know that one of the staff members was a paedophile as well. He got to jail.
Do you remember his name, or do you not?
I don't know. I can't remember his name, but he's, there's a book written about him, and it wasn't just Linwood Hall, it's a few.
Yeah.
Few residential schools in the Fife area.
Yeah.
Okay. The ones that, can you maybe share
it with me? One moment, sorry. So then, like you say, so you think probably some of the boys in there as well probably was abused and things like that as well then?
I can that Bairns at Linwood Hall definitely got sexually abused, defo.
Sorry.
But the guy got caught. He was old.
Yeah.
He's probably dead now.
Of course, I'm sorry to hear that as well. It's absolutely awful, isn't it? So, was there ever a time where they'd, like, you know, restrain you, or did you see any other people being restrained or anything like that at the times?
A couple of times. I could remember one time one of the boys was sniffing poppers.
Yeah.
And one of the staff members seen him. But the boy threw it away the time the staff member got there, but the man handled him.
Yeah.
And to come to the headmaster's office, but the headmaster was like a psychiatrist.
Right, so would the headmaster try and help, or do you think he was just as bad, or...?
No, I think he was a nice man, the head teacher.
Yeah. No, of course. Well, just so you're aware as well, when we make these claims for you, it's not like we're just clutching at straws or anything like that. Providing that you have experienced some form of abuse, the solicitors will let you know whether or not the case will be accepted.
My abuse was mere getting kept here against my will and that, and no one to be there. And I run away a few times, because I didn't want to leave my mum. And my grandmother also died when I was in there, and that affected me badly.
Yeah.
So.
Just one moment.
It was mere like that.
So, you know, like you said, you tried to run away a few times. When you got back, would you be in trouble for running away?
You got, like, you never got 10 on your activities like the rest of them, eh?
Yeah. Would they lock you in the room?
Nah, they never ever locked me in. Yeah. Never. Because that was easy to run away from there, eh?
Yeah.
And the bus station was just basically at the bottom of the road.
Yeah.
Nobody caught you, though, eh? They get the police.
Yeah, they'd always end up catching you, would they?
Yeah. Aye, half the time when I got home, the police were already waiting on me.
Waiting for you, oh God.
Aye.
Now, like you say though, I can imagine how some of this as well, like you say, because a lot of the boys, if you know that they was getting abused and sexually abused and things like that as well, it can have such a negative impact on your mental health as well, moving forward, like later in life and things like that.
I know, and I was only there for not going to school for truancy. I never had any family problems or nothing.
No, that's it. It's absolutely ridiculous, honestly, some of the stories that I hear that some people have been through. And the reason why they ended up putting these places was just because they had a few days off school here and there, you know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
And my mum got fined, and you lose your parental rights when you're on a supervision order and that is so.
Yeah.
I think my mum just felt helpless.
No, of course, that is completely understandable. So, like I said, I think in regards to taking details and stuff, I won't need any more information about your time at Lynwood now. That's perfectly fine. So, thank you for confirming that with me and taking the time to run through that with me as well.
No, that's fine. Thank you.
No worries. I'm just having a quick look over what we do need now, to be completely honest. Sorry, just for a moment. Do you use WhatsApp at all?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Basically, in order for us to make a claim as well, we do just need a proof of ID from yourself, so like a copy of a driver's licence, a passport, something like that, and then a proof of address as well, so like a utility bill or something.
Aye, that's
right. Would you have them to hand at the moment if I send you a quick message?
I'm actually at work just now.
Okay, you are at work, are you?
I'm at work till 10 o'clock tonight, so... tomorrow.
No, don't suppose. Would you have any pictures on your phone by any chance, or would you not have them on there, or?
I don't know.
No worries. Well, what I can do then, to be fair, is I can send the form out, we can get the form signed, and then it's just a case of tomorrow, if you send in your ID and proof of address, I can upload it straight onto the system straight away then for you, if
that's
okay.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll send you the message on WhatsApp now, just so that's obviously sent.
No bother, thanks very much.
No worries, and one other thing that we do need to confirm as well, we do just need to put down like a beneficiary for yourself. So obviously if anything was to happen to yourself, you know, like they would receive the money in regards to it.
That would be my husband,
yeah. And what's his name?
Ram.
Ram, R-A-M?
Aye.
Yeah, Sigdal.
Yes,
Yeah, and would you have a contact number for him at the moment, or should I just pop yours down for now?
His number is 07879776687.
Well, what I'm going to do just quickly for you, Karen, is I'm just going to send over the form for you to sign as well. So just so you're aware, we work basically strict no-win, no-fee basis, so we'll never charge you if you are unsuccessful.
Mm-hmm.
In a successful case, it is just simply 16% plus VAT, which equals 20% in total.
Right.
Can I have a quick look as to why that's not sending? Sorry, just one moment. Oh, I want one moment for you.
It's well worth playing. We're allowed to play separately.
What I'm going to do, to be fair, Carol, is that for some reason it's not sending. So what I'm going to do, tomorrow, when you send me your ID and proof of address, I'll just send the form out then, give you a quick call and get a phone number. Yeah. It's probably a bit easier that way.
So just like my ID and my address,
Yeah, so literally just like either a driver's license or a passport, something like that, and then just make sure that the proof of address that you do send is dated for the in the last 3 months.
Aye, that's fine.
Yeah, perfect. Not a problem. And other than that, Carol, I'll speak to you tomorrow. What time's best for me to try and call back?
I'm off tomorrow, so anytime.
Oh, brilliant. Well, what I'll do, I'll just wait to hear from, your message anyway then, yeah.
Okay, no bother. Thank you.
No problem. I'll speak to you then. Thank you.
See you then. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.